neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
As the incense, retoret, tzitanu rabbanam pitum ha-retoret. First of all, it's not pitum, it's pitum. Pitum ha-retoret. You know what pitum means? Pitum means preparation, mixture. How do you mix the incense? It's very interesting that Persian used this word as qatar. Now pitum. Now this is pitum. Qatar. You know what they call it? Qatar. No. Because the first pulling system that pulls the other cabins, it works with a steam. That's why they call it qatar, from qatoret. You didn't know that? Yeah. So they picked it up from qatoret. The same way that you burn the incense, the qatar also, with the power of the steam that it creates, it pulls the cabins. So now here Harav says a very interesting thing, that what is this incense teaches in us? What do we learn from the retort? What do you learn?
We accept all different group of people together.
Right. But that's a mixture. But how about the burning?
The
burning part. Yeah, that's true. But the burning part, why we have to burn some spices? So what? What's going to be? What's the purpose?
It's like this, man.
So now when we burn this incense, where is it going to go?
Up.
It's going to go up. So now Haram says a very beautiful thing. He says, Yehudi should know that actually he's obligated to follow up the same mission that the Retoret has. The same way that we burn this incense and the smoke goes up, your good deeds, your mitzvot, your kavanot, your intention, also exactly plays the same task. The same way you burn this incense, it goes up. Every good deed, every mitzvah that you do, what happens? Goes up. And not only that, every mitzvah that you do is like a qatar. That is a little cabin, pulls 10, 15 others. So that means one mitzvah that you do, it can pull thousands and thousands of people. And not only that, it changes the whole side of the Shamayim. Actually, every Yehudi, even though that is not written in his birth certificate, he has a very interesting nickname. You know what that nickname is? Every Yehudi nickname is remote control.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what, how remote works? You stand here, then you press, then the light goes off, goes on. The garage opens. You know, it's very interesting. Have you ever imagined you pass by your back of your house and then you press something and then the door opens? 50 years ago, you know, there's a Nisimbeni flower here. It's a miracle. How could such a thing be? But you have a little box this big, you press it, and he knows, because the garage has a Ruach HaKodesh. You press this thing, and it opens for you. Yehudi should know every mitzvah that he does, it's like a remote control. And it has such a great board. That means 500 years of travel, he can change. You know that what that is? In Shamayim, it takes you 500 years to get there. Yes. But one good intention, it can change everything. That's what Haredi Melech explains. That the Yehudi should know that he can change
the status, not only the Olam,
I mean not only yourself, the whole Olam, all the Yehudim, he can bring such a shefa and beracha by every good act that you take. Just like the Torah that goes up, exactly, Yehudi can bring such a beracha to the whole Olam. Hashem Yizakenu, be like a Qatar to pull all the Am Yisrael with our good deeds and mitzvot b'zad Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.